Hear this reading from the Gospel according to St. Matthew. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. O Lord, may the words of my lips and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Salt and light. If you grew up in church or have been around at all or walked into a Christian bookstore, this adage is something that you've heard time and time again. Salt and light. They're great holy attributes. They're a glimpse into the call of discipleship from Christ. More than that, though, salt and light are two very well-known elements in our own world, in our own lives, and what we've already done this morning, and how we see each other sitting here right now. Salt and light. You see, a day without either of these two mainstays is usually indicative that something has gone terribly wrong, or it's about to. Perhaps it's dark because the power has been turned off. Maybe it's because of an accident somewhere and a power pulled down, or maybe it's because you couldn't pay the bills this month. Maybe it's a sign, that darkness, that there wasn't enough wood to burn and stay warm. Maybe it's a sign that a terrible storm is overhead. The absence of light, by no surprise, often leaves one afraid. And we're foolish to think that that only applies to children. Just go outside or walk alone in the dark. The absence of light often leaves us feeling terrified, and there's no better playground for buried fears and skeletons in a closet than a dark sidewalk, a tent, or a room. Our bodies produce much less feel-good chemicals when we aren't exposed to enough light. Maybe you've been to the doctor lately and say, oh, I'm a little bit achy, I've been getting headaches, and I feel generally sad. Your doctor probably said, take some vitamin D, it's because you're not getting enough sunlight, because the days are short. Our brains don't feel as good, our life isn't as bright, no pun intended, without light in it. The absence of light and isolation is a great war tactic that military have used on prisoners of war for years. It's because that after only 48 hours, our brains function drastically less without light. Our identity begins to go away. We don't function. We don't speak well. We become stressed. Likewise, salt is necessary for our survival. Not only is it meat and potatoes and eggs and every dish that you ever cooked, best friend, but it sustains and stabilizes human activity. Just go work on a roof and don't drink any water or Gatorade or eat any food during the summer, and you'll quickly realize how important sodium is in our own human bodies. In fact, our human bodies can't live without at least a little bit of salt in it. Salt is used in the human body to transmit nerve impulses, which actually contracts and reduces our heart and the valves that pump our very blood. It also maintains proper fluid balance in us to keep us functioning bright and feeling better. Long story long, we can't live without salt or light in our lives as human beings. The world doesn't function like it should, and things begin to wilt and weather away when salt and light are absent from us in our world. A world without salt and or light, to put it lightly, is noticeable. It's noticeable if we go a day or even several hours in complete darkness, or if we allow those sodium levels to drop, or if you're like me and run by Rural King and realize that they don't salt their popcorn. It's terrible. It's noticeable. And so I go back and get a little bit of salt. It's noticeable. And so I pose this question to us today. If all of us Christian folk, not just the ones sitting here, but all over the world, if we all suddenly went away, would it be noticeable? Some days, and I don't want to seem too grim, but I really don't think the world would notice some days too much of a difference if all of us Christians all of a sudden just up and disappeared. Now, I don't think that's because we're doing a bad job. I don't think that's because we aren't good, honest, hardworking, church-going folks. I think it's because we have lost our true saltiness. And I really believe our bushel baskets are aplenty. We have traded in our courage and bravery for seemingly happy congregations where the boat is rarely rocked for a righteous cause. We've allowed ourselves to be sidelined and silenced in order to keep the budgets balanced and the buildings paid for. We've stopped asking that question that is so pertinent to our very mission of what would Jesus do here and now to this person sitting across from me or across town, because we're more concerned about what the person next to us in the pew might say or think or, heaven forbid, post on Facebook. Friends, for too long, we have allowed our light to be hidden, even extinguished. And when that happens, of the gospel, when we let our saltiness go away and when we let our light be extinguished or hidden, the truth of the gospel, what Jesus came to do, goes away. And we can't let that happen if we are serious about this whole faith thing that we show up Sunday after Sunday to pursue. We can't allow these truths of the gospel to be forgotten, because they are the source of what we are as salt and light. Truths of the gospel, what in the world are those? This isn't at all an extensive list, but it's one that I think we can agree on. Here are several truths of the gospel. God created and loves every human, according to our baptismal vows, regardless of age, race, color, identity, or religion, believe it or not. Because every human is God's. 2, we are to love those people too, like we love ourselves, because God made and loves them, and because Jesus tells us it's one of the two most important things as followers of Him that we are to do. And as far as I can tell, this includes everyone, whether we like it or not. One of my friends has a t-shirt that says, Jesus says, love your neighbor, thy homeless neighbor, thy Muslim neighbor, thy black neighbor, thy gay and lesbian neighbor, thy white neighbor, thy Jewish neighbor, thy Christian neighbor, thy atheist neighbor, thy racist neighbor, thy addicted neighbor, thy immigrant neighbor, thy disabled neighbor. And we could go on and on, because God says to love all of them. 3, you and I are forgiven for all of the evil that we have done or will do. Jesus says so not only with his words on the cross, but in his life. 4, nothing can separate us from the love of God or God being with and going with us everywhere that we go. These are the truths that we hold as followers of Christ, as people who proclaim salt and light. It's what we hold up. These are the truths that sadly seem far away from so many Christians' lips today, seem so far away from so many Christian social media posts in the past few weeks, seem so far away from the actions and lives of people who say they're following Jesus. These are the truths that keep us salty and illumined. These are the truths that if people who held them disappeared, the world would notice. As we come today to the communion table, I beg you to ponder what types of truths you hold up and out for the world to see and experience through just your one life. Jesus held up bread and Jesus held up a cup and told us it was his body and his blood given for us for the remission of sin, so that you and I and everyone who ever walks on this earth could have the opportunity to have life. He held up the truth that his living, dying, and rising was for us all. It is a truth that the world would notice if it disappeared. And therefore, I ask us as we come today to the table and to continue in worship, do we hold up salty truth that illumines all or just a few? Do we hold up truths that the world would notice if they went away? And would it matter to them? Do we hold up these two well-known elements, salt and light? Brothers and sisters in Christ, now and always, I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.